Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Some warnings come softly in dreams, especially when reality isn't ready to deliver them.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, Todd.
How are you?
Should I talk? Are you going to talk? I don't know who's talking.
Well, you are the host of this show.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll go first.
Yeah.
So how are you tonight?
I'm good. We are Tony-less tonight.
I know.
As we record these. He's getting ready for Thanksgiving because we're recording this the day before. And I have to tell you the story because he's not here. So let me share it with you.
Please do.
You know, he's a foodie and he's a very good cook, right?
He is an incredible cook.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
So we, you know, all week long, what are you having for Thanksgiving? Well, what are you doing? I'm having so-and-so over, you know, the whole thing. And he's got a couple of people coming over. So he's right now, as we speak, probably preparing the bird and stuff like that for tomorrow. But he had a total, well, I don't want to say he had a total meltdown, but he was very upset because he does all of his grocery shopping online and then they deliver it. Well, he's been for the last couple of days trying to get Pepperidge Farm cornbread stuffing mix, okay, because it's his favorite.
Yeah.
And every day.
It does make a difference.
Yeah, it does. And unfortunately, the place that he orders from hasn't had it. And so he's, you know, so at any rate, he ended up having to get like the generic brand of it. And I was kind of giving him some hell about it because I said, you know, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get this generic cornbread stuffing and it's going to ruin your entire Thanksgiving. So, I mean, but it was this big story every day about how he wasn't getting the cornbread stuffing that he's used to and it was going to ruin his Thanksgiving. So I'm praying for him that his Thanksgiving goes very well. And if anybody can take generic cornbread stuffing and make something out of it, it's him.
Right. That's the key because you can doctor it up.
Yeah. And he will, right? I mean, he's good at that stuff.
Yeah. My Thanksgiving's nothing like that.
Yeah. Me
either. I'm literally making pasta because it's easy and I can make it earlier in the day, then go back and heat it up. So that's what I'm going to do.
I've got a couple things going. Going to do some mashed potatoes. Going to do some cornbread stuffing with...
Did you get the right kind?
With, I don't know. Probably not. Actually, I'll be honest with you. It's kind of homemade.
Okay.
I'm going to have chicken in it and then gravy. And this was never a big side for us growing up for Thanksgiving, but I know a lot of people do macaroni and cheese. You know, like real macaroni and cheese. And so I'm doing that as well.
That's a thing with a lot of people. I didn't realize that until recently that that was kind of a like standard part of Thanksgiving is mac and cheese because we never had that growing up.
What did you have growing up?
Just your basics, the, turkey stuffing, green beans, potatoes. And then my mom would do the cranberry in the can. So she would just dump it out of the can. So it still had the ridges on it. And you would slice it, which I hated that.
Oh, I kind of like it just because it does bring back those warm memories.
Yeah. And she would just put it on a little plate, just look like Jell-O. And that was pretty much what we had.
My mom was not the best cook. Love you, Mom. But she was not. And we would have things like growing up, we would have goose instead of turkey because my parents were hunters. Sometimes she would make her stuffing was different. Her dressing slash stuffing was, it was actually a meat stuffing dressing.
Oh.
So it was very different. She made something called scalloped corn, which was a family recipe, which I love and I miss it very much. But then she also made these things called bullets. And she made them for my grandfather. They were, you would rice potatoes and then you'd put flour in them and you'd make them into little balls and then you'd boil them and then you'd put gravy over the top. They were so, like they would stick to your ribs, one of those and you'd be done. So my mom was not the best cook, but yeah, Thanksgiving was always special. You always had the typical sides at the family. You knew what the menu was. You didn't even have to ask in our house.
Yeah, that was kind of like my house. It was always the same. And really, you know, some years I think there was also a ham, a turkey and a ham. But I think everything pretty much stayed the same.
Yeah.
Christmas would be the exact same meal as Thanksgiving.
Pretty much. Isn't that funny? It was the same meal twice, like just weeks apart. But yeah, I mean,
why can't you make turkey any other time? You know, it's like, why do you just wait? And I'm vegetarian, so I haven't had a turkey in 30 years. But, you know, although they do make some vegetarian turkey.
Don't do that.
I have to because it's not turkey, but I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of into that a little bit, but I will have some meat. I would be happy to go vegetarian, but I would not do the fake turkey. I think like... The incredible meat or whatever it's called, not necessarily meat.
Impossible.
Yeah, impossible. I mean, it's actually pretty good stuff, but I don't know that I would go with like a fake turkey because isn't it just like a tofurkey?
Tofurkey's not very good.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking.
But so when I've been vegetarian since way before they had these faux meats.
Yeah.
Plant-based meats, which seems like a weird thing to say. But I don't know how else to refer to them. But they weren't good. Anything like that was not good. But in the last 10 years, I would say they've got a turkey loaf that's really good. Like I made turkey sandwich out of it and gave somebody a bite and they actually thought they were eating turkey because it has the same consistency.
Something about the words turkey and loaf together, just even if it's real turkey, a turkey loaf just doesn't sound good to me. I don't know why.
But, you know, so yeah, so I for Thanksgiving for me, that's a pretty good option. But yeah, I just haven't ate anything like that for so long. I don't even think about it.
So pasta tomorrow, that's your Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
Thumbs up. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because it was just so easy. Which I forgot to pick up any kind of dessert. But you know what? The grocery store's open until 2 o'clock.
There you go.
So 3 o'clock tomorrow. So do you want to hear our first ghost story? This one really gets me in the heart. I'm just going to tell you that right up front.
I'm really ready.
Okay.
This is Jay from Kentucky. I'm calling to tell you guys about a story to do with my mom. This is a sensitive subject. When I was in seventh grade, my middle brother, I'm the youngest, so he's older than me. He was killed in Afghanistan. He was a Marine, but he was killed by an IED. But the story behind this, 2 weeks prior to his death, my mom had a dream about our papa. In the dream, she said he was sitting there with his hands crossed, and he was looking down and shaking his head. She kept asking him what was wrong, and he just kept looking at her and shaking his head as if he couldn't tell her something. Well, 2 weeks later, I get off the bus, and I go on the porch, and there's these two men in uniforms, and I find out what happened to my brother. Granted, we were not told at the moment what happened. We were just told that he was killed in action in Afghanistan, and that we needed to go to Dover, Delaware, to see his body get flown in to identify him. So we fly to Delaware next to the Air Force base to where his body was getting flown into. I'm sorry, this is very emotional. My mom, we couldn't find her, and we were all searching. We had some military men have to go out and find her and bring her back. And we asked her what was wrong, and this is about 4 a.m. And we asked her, and she told us that she just had a dream. And this is where why I'm calling you guys. I understand that I'm a Baptist, and, you know, some people believe that God can use, you know, people in certain ways, and where spirits can leave messages. But this is why I'm calling. In my mom's dream that night, the reason for her leaving without telling anyone is understandable. This is some big stress on her, so we are worried about her. But she told us her dream that she had just had, and she said in her dream, she was in a desert next to one brick wall. And she said that Matt was my brother's name, that he was leaning up against a wall, the brick wall, and he was hugging himself. And he began to wrap himself in what looked like barbed wire. She asked him, "What happened? I'd like to know what happened to you." He said, "Mom, please don't cry. It took me about 15 minutes to get to heaven." And she said, "What do you mean, what happened?" And he showed her, "Mom, look at this barbed wire. And this is what happened." And it was, she said, it was wrapped all around his torso. He was dressed in his desert camos, from what she said, which is obvious, but we didn't know what they looked like. The next few days afterwards, after she told us about her dream and we identified his body, we got a letter from the surgeon who was in the team and with him there. And this is the weird part. In the letter, obviously it's very sad, but it went through the details of how my brother was killed. He was with his group, and they happened to come upon an IED, and the shrapnel hit him in the side where the vest is not covered. Ergo, the barbed wire that he was wrapping himself in the dream. And at the time, he was dressed in his desert camos, but again, that'd be obvious. But what really stuck out in that letter, he kept apologizing that it took him so long to reach him. He said, from the moment he got the call to reach my brother and pronounce him dead, it took him 15 minutes. And that really blew my mind. I don't understand how to explain that with our papa coming beforehand. Was he trying to warn my mom that maybe wasn't allowed to tell her? If that makes sense, I don't know. I'd like to hear what you guys think. And my brother, you know, trying to reassure her in this awful time. After that, she said that she had another dream of Papa after this whole ordeal. And this time he said that, I'm sorry. And he's talking to my mom. Obviously, it's her dream. I couldn't tell you. I didn't know how to tell you. So that was that whole situation. Coming to years before my brother's death, my stepdad's dad sadly passed away, and he was married to he was married to a gold digger. She only wanted his money. But after he had passed away, she was trying to hurry up, take all the stuff. So my mom woke us up in the middle of the night. This is the day after we found out he died. We were going to drive up there. This is about a 3-hour drive. See what was going on. Well, the night that she woke us up, she yelled at us and said, we need to go now. That his wife is about to take something that's Billy's. And she explains in the dream that Billy's dad, which is my stepdad, that Billy's dad had told her that there's two guns in a cabinet drawer for Billy, and that we need to go get them before his wife takes them. So we hop in the car and we drive up there. And sure enough, the two guns were exactly where mom showed us they were. We had no idea about the whereabouts of it. She just happened to know where they were. And I don't know how to explain it. Is it paranormal? Is it, I don't know, some higher power? Is it God trying to tell us? You know, who knows? But I'd like to know what you guys think. Obviously, with that stuff happening to my mom, I have other incidents. As she hears noises in the night, I've heard noises in the night. But I'd like to know what you guys think about this. It'd be really helpful, and I'd like to know everyone else's insight in the community. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys have a great day. All right. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to say thank you for sharing such a touching story. That was a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think that people sometimes, this sounds like somehow his mother was getting messages, whether you want to believe that, whether you want to believe it's a religious thing where God or whomever was allowing some communication with spirit or whatever, however you want to believe that. I do believe it's paranormal. And I, you know, to have a dream of any sort and then have some kind of fruition come from that, you know, in our everyday life, we have deja vu and stuff like that. But if you have a dream and then something later in your life comes around and kind of corresponds with that, I think that's something. In this case, you know, you have a number of times that your mother was apparently getting messages that were very important, and using a deceased grandfather in order to get those messages across. Yeah. And being able to see her son wrapped in the barbed wire and all that kind of stuff. The 15 minutes. I mean, listen, that's too much to be coincidence in my mind. There's got to be something to that.
Because I've had visitation dreams before, because I think, you know, bottom line is we're all energy. That's what keeps us moving and going. And so once you pass away, can't that energy reach out to somebody? Especially through a dream, because you're kind of in between anyway. You're not exactly here. You're not exactly somewhere else. So I do think a dream is a perfect way for someone to reach out to you. But it's almost like the grandfather knew this was going to happen and didn't know how to break it to her. It was almost like, in a way, like a warning, you're getting ready to get some really difficult information.
Or maybe it's true. Maybe this caller was right, where like he wasn't allowed to actually say anything because it had to play out before, you know, anything could be talked
maybe,
about.
Maybe, you know, he loves his daughter so much that he just wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Even though he couldn't share anything with her. But I do think the dream that she had was very validating to the information they received.
What about the dream about the two guns? I mean, that's even creepy where she's able to know exactly where they are and what the heck, there's two guns right there.
Yeah.
I mean, she obviously
a lot more than she ever, something happened.
Yeah. And she apparently has some sort of openness to receiving messages because they seem to come to her.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have had those experiences, but sometimes you just brush it off. But so often with a visitation dream, it's just so profoundly different. You know, because like one of my friends died almost a year ago exactly. And there was one day I had this dream and I looked up and I saw him in the dream and I was so excited. And I'm like, hey, and he's waving at me. He's as happy to see me, but I can't get to him in the dream. And we keep trying to get to each other and we can't. And I woke up very sad, actually. But I also woke up like I had just seen him. So it's a very weird feeling to have those. I can't imagine what it would feel like with a child.
Yeah.
That kind of experience.
I don't want to make this seem simple, but also just I thank this caller's brother for his service to our country and all that kind of stuff. I think that can't go unnoticed. So
I wanted to say that. I think that so often, you know, you forget about the sacrifices the family makes. And look at this is a perfect example of a sacrifice that this family made. She lost her son. He lost his brother. It's just, that one got me.
Now I know why you warned me about that before we did.
I kind of gave it a listen before. Because I wanted to hear it because I started listening to it and I'm like, I got to hear the whole thing. So selfishly, I was preparing myself.
Nothing wrong with that.
Let's go to another caller.
Hello, this is Chad. And I have not experienced a ghost encounter myself, thankfully, but my grandmother apparently has. And this story takes place back in 2009. We live in Florida, but my grandparents are originally from Pennsylvania, and so am I. But my grandparents went up there to visit some friends, some old friends of the family, and they stayed in the house of their friends for a couple nights while they were there. And this is a house that, you know, they've been to the visit many times. You know, what it is my mom, her best friend growing up, it's her parents' house. So ever since they were like teenagers, my mom and her friends. So my grandparents had visited this house many times, and I even went to it as a child. And my mom and I actually even stayed there a few nights when I was a teenager, and nothing happened. But anyway, back in 2009, my grandparents were visiting, and apparently their first night there, they're on the second story. This is the two-story home. And my grandmother is laying in bed. They just went to bed, and apparently they have the door open to their bedroom, and you can see the hallway out there. And at some point, my grandmother notices that it's kind of cold in the room. And also, let me preface with I'm a Christian, and most of the people in my family are Christians, and including my grandmother, my grandfather. My grandmother is kind of one of the patriarchs in our family in that regard. And, you know, ghost stories are not exactly something she would tell or necessarily believe in. I mean, we believe, obviously, in demonic entities, you know, as Christians, because the Bible speaks of demonic things. But anyway, hearing my grandmother talk about a ghost story is the least thing that you would expect. So anyway, she notices that it gets cold, and all of a sudden she's laying there and she looks out in the hallway, and she sees the ghost of an old woman coming down the hallway, wearing what she described as kind of, you know, turn of the century burial clothes. It's kind of like a long black gown. And this old woman is holding a light. Originally, when she told the story the first time, she said it was a lantern. A few years later, I casually talked to my grandmother about this story, and she said it was a flashlight. But my grandma is now almost 78 years old. So I'm not going to let that discredit her story. So this old woman is coming down the hallway with a light, and she has a very sinister grin on her face as she looks at my grandmother. And my grandma is very scared. And let me give some more backstory. My grandmother is actually a minister, a Pentecostal minister. She has been early in her life, and she still, you know, minister from time to time. But so there again, she's not necessarily believing in ghosts, but you know, demon entities. But what she's seen seems to be a ghost. And so she tells my grandfather, turn the light on. I guess the lamp is on his side of the bed. Now, my grandfather did not experience any of this phenomenon that I know of. He didn't see what she saw, but he does believe her. So he turns the light on, and the thing disappears. So my grandmother was very shaken by this. And my grandmother is someone who, you know, in the past, in her days of ministry, I mean, she has, you know, rebuked demons out of people. When she was a little girl, she always tells a story of seeing this woman that was being possessed and slithering around like a snake. And her and these other ministers, you know, help, you know, rebuke the demon out of this woman. But this encounter shook her what seemed like even more than that. And so my grandma says that the next day, her and my grandfather are trying to figure out, okay, what's going on here? And they think, you know, I wonder if someone died here. So at breakfast, my grandmother brings up to their friend that owns the house if someone had ever died there. Of course, he's taken aback by that question, and you know, asks, you know, why would you ask something like that? And he even kind of asks, you know, is this a premonition or is this something, you know, regarding the past? He was kind of freaked out either way. And my grandma, she plays it off. She does love history. And she just said, well, you know, I'm a big history buff. And this is an older house. I'm just curious. So apparently he says that when he was younger, the original owners of the house was his aunt and uncle, and his grandmother lived there. And apparently his grandmother hung herself in that home. Now, you know, this is what my grandmother told me that he said. And my grandmother is a trustworthy person. I mean, I believe her. You know, now she is getting old, but you know, the thing is, I haven't been able to fact check this because it's a sensitive subject. You know, I haven't brought it up to my mom. because I think my mom would just mock the situation and just say that my grandma was telling a story. Their relationship is not that great. But so it's like I can't, because my mom is, and my stepdad, they're still friends with the owner of this house that he no longer lives there. He's kind of at a retirement home, and his daughters have sold that house, which is kind of interesting. You know, I wonder who has it now, if they ever experienced anything. Hopefully not. But, you know, I could find out some more information if I was ever able to talk to my mom about it and do some kind of searching for facts to back up, you know, what she's relaying back to me that he had told her about his grandmother hanging herself there. So my grandma finds this out, and then like another night that week, she gets up to use the restroom. And there's another room up there that's not used. The door's closed. And she says she hears like racket in that room. She knows it's not her friends that the home belongs to. They leave downstairs. And she hears this racket in the room, and it frightens her, and she, like, rebukes, you know, a demon, and she says it stops. End of the supernatural encounter that week, apparently. So, it's a crazy story, especially coming from anyone in my family, especially coming from my grandmother. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with somebody. Thanks again.
That would be a crazy story. If your family's really religious, mm-hmm. you've never had any experiences like that. This is coming from grandma, who is a Pentecostal minister. And then how do you sync it all up? Like, this shouldn't be happening, but yet it happened to grandma. It didn't happen to cousin Mike or Debbie, it happened to grandma. And so that would be hard.
Yep. And it also sounds like grandma's somebody who just is not a storyteller, is not somebody who, you know, lies frequently or whatever. A couple of thoughts for this caller. The first thing I want to say, and this is not a derogatory comment, this really comes from the heart, because when I was younger, I was actually, Carol, I was thinking about being a pastor.
Pastor Todd.
Yep. I'd be sitting here folding my hands and listening to your sins. We'd be here all night. It always interests me that folks who tend to be a little bit religious will believe in demons, and they'll believe in God and Jesus, but they also believe in the Holy Spirit. So that and in the old days, it was the Holy Ghost. And so I'm always a little surprised that they're not necessarily believing in, if you want to call them, everyday spirits. And so that always interests me. He could do a little research and probably go to the local library or something like that and look up deaths in his area, maybe find a period of time when this may have happened and really dig in deep. It would take him a lot of time, but he could do that. Probably wouldn't find out about the hanging because it's suicide, and that's not typically reported in newspapers. But if he could somehow come up with a name and maybe do some more research to find a death certificate, he might find out how that person died. When I ghost hunt and we do cases like this, we will spend extensive time looking this stuff up, and it takes an awful lot of time. But a lot of times when families are dealing with paranormal stuff, they want to know this. Like, this helps confirm what they're experiencing. So the work on it, while it will be very tedious and time consuming, and with a lot of stuff online now, you might actually be able to do it right from your home computer. He might be able to get at least some answers that correspond with what his grandmother was saying.
Because I think there's people like you and me who I would listen to grandma's story and just believe her.
Yep,
you saw what you saw. Yep. I don't need any confirmation. Now, I would just take the guy's word on it. Like, oh, she died here. I don't even feel like I would need to research that part because it doesn't change what happened to grandma.
Right. Whether or not you find that.
Yeah.
If you believe grandma, case closed, right? As far as that goes. But if you want some sort of evidence to back up your feelings and maybe even prove to other people that grandma's not just telling stories, it would take some research, but you could do that. Certainly.
I got to tell you, I always kind of like hearing when stories like that happen to people like that, because then it makes the rest of us not seem like we're just a mental lunatic.
Right. Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Like, see, it happened to me, but it can happen to the Pentecostal minister who just is getting up to go to the bathroom.
And I still really appreciate, even though he believes grandma, I think there's this little piece of him in the back of his mind where he's going, well, you know, I wasn't brought up to believe this stuff. Yeah. Right. And that's okay too. Like a good healthy dose of skepticism is always good when it comes to ghosts and spirits and paranormal stuff. But again, if you want to walk away from this going, you know what grandma told me, I want to believe her 100%. I think that's fine too. Do it.
Absolutely. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You could call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can support the show by becoming a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.